ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on The Score.
You know, I think this game really started and finished there with our defense. They just did a phenomenal job throughout.
Rattler under pressure. Ball is out. He fumbled, and it's recovered by Chicago. Montez Sweat able to jar that loose.
So that's Montez. When you look at those critical numbers, it was 44 yards rushing. I saw 4 sacks and 4 turnovers.
Rattler with pressure coming, and Rattler is going to go down. Kyler Gordon. 4-man pressure in trouble with the third sack of the day. Jaquan Brisker.
3rd and 9, pressure coming again. It's picked up. Rattler intercepted. Picked off by Deshaun Wright.
Credit to Dennis Allen and his crew one more time. They're doing a great job getting us the ball on offense with great field position, and it certainly gives us a ton of momentum in games like that.
This Bears defense is absolutely dominating. Rattler throws, it's deflected and intercepted by Edmonds.
Dennis Allen, yeah, he's fired up.
They just did an awesome job.
The talk coming into this game was all about the offense. Caleb Williams, you know, how is this offense going to continue to grow? I mean, this defense is stealing the show right now.
That's a Dennis Allen!
Stealing my show!
Sometimes you ain't good enough for somewhere else.
Freeze! Freeze!
That's perfectly fine.
Yes, sir.
I ain't need him then and I don't need him now.
How come he don't want me, man?
Hey, guys.
Awesome. Thank you. The Bears.
The official adventures of Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you full boat today. We're here until 6 o'clock. There's a lot to get done on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Matt Forte is going to join us. DeAndre Swift is getting a lot of green grass, and he is taking advantage of it. We will talk with Matt about that and other things. Jason Leisure will join us after talking with Ben Johnson and everyone else up at Hallis Hall. The crew is back together and safe. Victory Chicken was brought in by Alex today, which was outstanding.
The chickens come home to roost.
Yeah,
that's where they came from.
Roost chicken was really good.
They came from a place called Roost, and they came home to roost, Dan Hampton.
Shout out to him.
Come home to roost.
Tanny is also here. That man is Matt Spiegel.
Hello. Alex Kuhn finally has provided value.
You know, that's the third time you said that today.
I know. I thought maybe this would be the first time that I'd say it here, but I enjoyed it and I giggled at it too much and I said it twice before. I'm sorry, but I love you. And it was just the appropriate joke. That's the highest quality Victory Chicken we've had in a long time.
I would agree. That was pretty solid what we had there. And then the choices of options, if you wanted to take it up a level, if you wanted to go hot ones a little bit and take it up a level. Yeah. But just the regular pieces. Already, you know, little tasty.
And taste
like
the biscuit.
Yeah.
Taste the goodness of the biscuit.
I mean, the goodness of the biscuit was palpable. And we should be hanging out, man. We should be hanging out. We should be happy about the Bears being what they are, at least for right now. Because look, man, I do gratitude lists every morning, Lawrence. And on my gratitude list, I realized that I needed to put the Bears. I put down that they are good, comma, and they are interesting. They are interesting. There is a lot of conversational meat on the Bears' bone to discuss.
There's a lot there, for sure. I tend to look at it this way. Are you giving yourself a chance to be a playoff team? And the answer to that question is yes. That's what they're doing. In trying to look at this as objectively as possible, I look at the framework of what Detroit's offense was and go, what did Ben like to do? Ben loved to run the ball. And yeah, he had a quarterback who threw for over 4,000 yards, but he loved to run the ball to set up all of that stuff. So it's important that the Bears have a run game. They're also now a defense, and I can't wait till we talk about this more in depth about DA. Now that you've got more of the healthy pieces back, you don't have everyone. Jalen's gone for a while, but you've got a lot of healthy Bears defenders that you needed to see used. And DA is like, I got Brisker.
For sure.
And I've got Kyler. I've got two guys that are really good at blitzing. I'm going to send them, or I'm going to make it look like I'm sending them. And that's fun. You have a defense that's taking the ball away. Some people say that that's just luck. I lived it for a big portion of my career. I know that you have to at least drill it. And it wasn't a surprise that the teams that drilled the importance of the takeaway, they usually led in those categories. So if this is what Al Harris is bringing to DA and what DA is bringing to the rest of the defense, I am here for it. Does it seem familiar? Yes. Was I concerned about what I saw from the quarterback yesterday? Yes.
Well, this is your identity right now.
It is.
This is who you are. They came out at the start of the game and ran the ball with DeAndre Swift under center. And I said to myself, yeah, that's what they're trying to establish, and that's who they are. And that's what he figured out at the bye with this offensive line. And they ran the same play over and over and over again. Inside zone runs and some outside zone runs, but lots of inside zone runs, man. And I kept thinking about what Olin said after the win against Washington. I'm seeing things that are repeatable, he said, in terms of how they can win some games. Then there they were yesterday doing it. Okay, so this is who you are. How many times have I imagined that a young quarterback would be given the opportunity to grow on a team that runs the hell out of the ball and plays great defense? That's, in a lot of ways, the ideal situation for a young quarterback to grow. It's what Brady had at the beginning with Belichick when they ran it with Antoine Smith 30 times a game. And Brady eventually developed into what he was, but he didn't have to do it right from the get-go. Maybe that opportunity is going to present itself here because it has to, possibly. But either way, damn good defense and a running game. While we can wait for the young quarterback to get fully comfortable with everything that Ben Johnson wants to do, that's okay by me for a while.
It's okay for a while. And I do wonder if, because Caleb is a guy that likes to have some things to rage against. He needs that. He's got a little bit of the Jordan, I might even make some stuff up to rail against stuff. So last week you had that. Like, you had the Troy Aikman stuff, and you're like, oh, yeah, the guy that thinks that I stole his job, but I was way better than him, he's coming in here? Oh, I'm going to show him. I'm going to show that little dude what's up. And I think the little dude was like, I'm going to show him what's up. And then we had two quarterbacks that didn't do nothing yesterday.
You hated that quality of quarterback play.
It was offensive.
It was driving you crazy in the group thread. Yeah, you were like, this is unpleasant. But then you get to the end of that game, and you're like, man, look at that. They ran the hell out of it. Like, that part was pleasant.
Let me give you something as someone who is a huge Ben Johnson fan, and you look for all the things that Ben Johnson is and can be. Like, what did you call him? A rock star?
Superstar. Because, and now, and I'm only emboldened by that yesterday. He did something that I really didn't like yesterday. We'll talk about that at some point. But him leaning on what they can do is a beautiful thing.
That's the part. That's the part right there.
Yep.
This isn't working. okay, now I have to figure out what does work. And I would suggest, and they put it away yesterday, I would suggest the smoke route against a wide nine technique. You might want to put that away for a while.
This is the worst kind of quarterbacking.
Because Chase Young was this close to having two pick sixes yesterday off of that.
Yeah.
But they said, this isn't working. We'll go away from that.
Yeah, let's not do that, shall we?
And then when it looked like Caleb couldn't quite calibrate it as well, he's like, let's run it. Let's go. And I heard Big Ant talking about it, and we can talk with Matt Forte about this, that what they were doing was kind of mid-zone stuff with DeAndre Swift yesterday. And I thought it worked really, really well. The conga line is going, and then he's like, oh, I got the spot right there. There's my cutback.
Yeah, because you heard me scuffling to say whether it's inside zone or outside zone. Because it's kind of mid, but it was the same scheme again and again and again.
And
for Manungai, too, sometimes.
Some people call what they do outside zone, and it's actually wide zone. But it all depends on like who you talk to and how they view it. But I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of interesting that Big Ant said that, because I was trying to figure it out, too. Yesterday, I was like, that doesn't seem like what we've seen, but it was effective and they stuck with it.
Yeah, and that's the thing, Lawrence, is that he pivoted at the bye to what he realized they could do. And now that's what they're doing, and they're running the hell out of the ball. And it's an acknowledgement of some limitations. It's an acknowledgement of where they are, and that's okay. That's okay. And I gotta give Ben Johnson the credit. This isn't the team he thought he was going to have. This is not the team he thought he was going to have. And he was asked about that after the game. But before that, let's go back to the introductory presser. You remember what he said about turnovers?
Yes.
It was kind of just a little reference, because what he actually believes
now.
It
was a snarky one, too.
It was a snarky one, because this whole league has always believed that turnover margin, that defines whether you win or not. And he's like, no, man, I'm a modern offensive coach. I'm a forward thinker. It's about quarterback play. This is from the introductory press conference of Ben Johnson.
It's clear that modern football in the NFL is quarterback driven. That is no secret. You can look at analytics. Right now, quarterback success is a higher predictor of winning and losing than turnover ratio, which it's been for 20 plus years. Okay, that's changed.
So he expounded on that later weeks, but we talked about it a lot at the time. It's not about turnover margin, it's about quarterback play. Well, you're 4-2 on the strength of turnover margin, Ben. How do you feel about your team?
Yeah.
But this is not the team he thought he was going to have. Couldn't you see it on his face? Listen to this. After the game, he's asked about offensive ups and downs, right? Where are you right now as an offense? And he does the thing with his hand to show the wave, the up and the down. Here's Ben after the game on that.
Yeah, up and down. So that's what we've looked like. We haven't hit our stride yet offensively. We're capable of a lot more. We have very talented individuals. I feel strongly in our coaching staff, but we're not complementing our defense on a regular basis. With the number of turnovers we've had over the last four games, we should be able to turn those into more points.
The up and down mechanic or the wave mechanic morphed into pop and lock right here in the studio.
As it should.
As it should.
I mean, come on. RIP to Ozone.
So he's not thrilled with where they are. Offense. He's a little grumpy about where the offense is and what he has to do, but that's what he's got to do, and he's winning games.
Can I just also just throw this out there for all of us inside of sports, and that counts for you, the fan, too. You don't have to throw away old stuff to bolster new stuff. You can put them together. You don't have to throw away a model that has worked for decades in the NFL of turnover ratio being a really good indicator of who won the game.
I mean, turnovers are good. Or takeaways, as Dennis Allen demands, call them takeaways, not turnovers.
That's what Lovie Smith demanded, too. You don't have to be like, oh, that's not what it is. It can be all of those things. You should be about marrying concepts here to talk about the importance of all of the stuff that you need to win a football game.
You know what that sounds like? It sounds like, yeah, it's about analytics now. It's not about scouting, you know?
And it's about both.
Of course it is. That's why you probably shouldn't fire as much of your scouting staff as you did, but that's Another conversation.
I don't want to have that conversation.
Me neither.
I wish, I'll just take a 30 seconds.
Yeah.
I do wish that we would have some time at some point this week to find all of the Cubs fans that found their way to being Dodgers fans on Saturday. Because the pettiness has been relentless and it has been hilarious.
It's unseemly.
It is outstanding. the obvious shirt where Milwaukee is spelled with four L's in a row. Come on. Come on.
Yeah. I'd also like to do a 4-hour show on Shohei Ohtani's night.
Yeah, the greatest performance in baseball history.
It's certainly the greatest postseason performance.
And maybe the greatest performance in sports history.
Yeah. How about Rick Wise with the no-hitter and two homers? That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Shohei had three.
Yeah, he did, but he only threw six innings.
And he struck out 10.
But again, we're not doing that show today.
All right, we'll leave that show for later on in the week. But let's talk with you about this. 312-644-6767. Is it Back to the Future? Are you okay with the Bears' identity being run the football and take away the ball on defense?
Yeah, man, I'm good with that, and I got to give Caleb till Thanksgiving as we watch the nonlinear development.
I think that you give him even maybe more than that. But I might be on an island on that, and that's weird. That's a weird place for me to be, that I'm like, he might need more than Thanksgiving to get it right. And people are like, oh, no, that's too much time. I guarantee you that we are going to get the text message in the next few weeks. Caleb's played 27 games. He should be a finished product by now. And I'm like, that's not how it works. It's not how it's ever worked. There's regression going on all the way around football. But we'll talk about that later on, too. 312-644-6767 is the number. Are you okay if this is the Bears' identity for now? And maybe for a while. We'll take your phone calls and talk more ball with you next here on The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Spiegel and Holmes.
We're cooking with hot grease now, man.
Afternoons on The Score.
Kyle Manungai in the backfield. A career-high 42 yards rushing. Looking to add to it, and he does. Up the middle, and Manungai with a first down at the 14 of New Orleans. DeMario Davis trips him up after an 8-yard pickup, and that run game continuing to chew up big yardage for Chicago.
Well, now it's getting scary because they're just running the same plays over and over again, and New Orleans is unable to stop it. And it's just the execution. And again, it's that the ability to get to that second level. It's just... it's been impressive to watch.
Coming off these past 2 weeks of being able to run the damn ball, as every offensive line wants to do and says.
They are doing the job. They are winning football games, which is the most important thing. That the Bears are 4-2. They've won 4 in a row.
8 explosive runs. Swift, DeAndre.
To your point, Swifty, and Swifty certainly exemplifies that.
Man, I had no idea she was so tough between the tackles. No idea.
It doesn't surprise me.
He had 5 explosive runs. Kyle Manungai had 2 of them. And Roschon Johnson had an 11-yard carry on third and two.
Who's that?
I know. You know what? You know what? What they did, which was kind of cool, that they had five explosive runs against Washington with 11 personnel with the one tight end. This time, they had three with 11 personnel. Three were with two tight ends, 12 personnel, and two of them came in 13 personnel with three tight ends. So really leaning on the tight end mix and going hard. Maybe some of that is to protect good old Theo.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go, man.
The governor's off.
Theo had a rough, rough day. And you had to get creative a little bit inside your run game, too, because Cole Kmet was hurting. Like, there's a lot of stuff that was going on, and yet there the Bears were running the ball and winning their fourth in a row.
Going back in time, though, with the run game and defensive takeaways, and we're asking if you're cool with this identity for your football team.
Yes, 312-644-6767 is the number. Matt Forte to join us in about 10 minutes. Mario's in Hyde Park. Hey, Mario, you're on the score.
What's up, Lawrence? Hey, Matt, how you guys doing?
We are good, man. Nice to hear you, Mario.
Nice to hear you both as well. I'm cool with it because Caleb's bad game is a coachable moment. He can be coached out of refusing to run for those extra yards on a scramble. He could be coached out of holding it a little bit too long yesterday. Roma Dunze got to catch a pass. Sorry. I know Komet's back is hurt, but every now and then, bro, you got to catch a pass. You have to understand that the importance of Caleb's success depends on your wide receivers and your tight ends being participants in it. You got to catch a pass. You can't have something hit you right in the palms of your hands and drop it. As far as Caleb's bad game and bad play, if it happens next week and it happens again the following week against the Bengals, that's a problem. I could take one bad game from him. Out of the six games, this has been the worst one. He's played pretty well up to a Sunday's game. I'm not panicking about it. I'm not disappointed. I'm a little verklempt that they didn't run the ball more against a terrible Saints team.
Thanks, Mario. So, yeah. Appreciate you, man. I would. Is this Caleb's worst game? I don't know. The first 2 weeks were a little rough.
I think this is worse because with those two games, you go, everything's so new. And you're going live, really, for the first time.
Yeah.
This feels worse because you felt like you were farther along and the opponent's bad.
Look, let's call it what it is. Like I'm cool with where we are as long as we stand in the truth. And Caleb stands in the truth. And that is that he needs to be developed. And we'll play some of him post-game and talk about it. And he needs to be accountable for things when they're not good. That wasn't a good game yesterday. And overall on the year, okay, he's at 61.1%. That is a lower completion percentage than last year.
Mm-hmm.
He is in right around the area where Justin Fields was in terms of completion percentage. And again,
his QBR is the same as Spencer Rattler's.
Yeah. I mean, Caleb is not having a great year in terms of QBR, in terms of completion percentage. Remember that Ben told you what he wanted. He wants 70%. We're at 61.1. And didn't you share yesterday something, the thread about off-target passes?
He leads the league, according to PFF, and I have issues with PFF. I would like to put that on the record.
Mm-hmm.
He leads the league in off-target throws.
Yeah.
And he didn't help himself yesterday.
No, he certainly didn't, so he probably still will lead the league in that. Those things are a problem. I'm left with kind of the same questions I've had at different times for young quarterbacks in this town. Will accuracy come when comfort and poise is increased? I hope so. Will he stand in and accept a hit in exchange for the time it takes to let a play develop? I hope so. Will he trust everything that Ben asks of him? I think so. I think, you know, it might have been a process a little bit, but I think it's happening. But so it's a young quarterback developing, and I can be patient as long as he's standing in his truth.
Here's what's great if you're a Bears fan and you want to try and figure out where things are going with this. You know that he has to take the coaching. If you are someone that believes that because of last year, it was easy for Caleb to tap out and go, look at what I got. Look at this thing that I got. I got bad coaching and a team that doesn't win. Can't do that now. The team's winning. The team's feeling it. Like as a group, outside of the quarterback, and maybe to some extent the quarterback too, they're feeling it.
I think the quarterback's feeling it too.
Yeah, I think that he feels included, but I understand him being like, I messed up yesterday.
Yeah.
You don't have that firewall of my team sucks, and that's why I'm bad.
Yeah, he doesn't have the excuses, the excuse tree, the light bulbs on the excuse tree. He doesn't have the opportunity because the offensive line is playing pretty damn well. He's got some impressive weapons, and we know the coaching is a very high level of NFL coaching.
That part that Mario was talking about, though, the idea of taking some of those yards, I'm stuck, man. And when we get to our Caleb segment, I want to talk about it because I'm kind of stuck, Speegs. I'm stuck with the run to go get the yards and get to the sticks and make it short and medium. I mean, third and medium, like third and short versus I want you to move so you can open a window to throw it 20 yards down the field because that'll be better for you in the long run.
When you're playing a team that you are dominating and you're at home and you can just run all over them, then you scramble and you take those yards and you just try to move the damn sticks.
Yep.
In my opinion. I love this text. That win yesterday was like ordering a pizza from your favorite local spot after living somewhere else for about 5 years. Hmm. That was a staple Lovie Smith win. For one afternoon, Edwards and Edmonds reminded us of 54 and 55. Now let's get back to the regularly scheduled program and have Caleb go for 325 and two touchdowns against Baltimore.
I mean, there was some Mike Brown going on last night.
There what, dude? When Nishon Wright like starts to try and run for a touchdown and the whole defense is getting out there and trying to make lanes, I'm like, I know what that looks like. They're trying to do that thing where they turned it into six themselves.
Those guys were killers, man.
I know.
And they loved it.
I know.
They wanted so badly for you to try and come and tackle somebody so they could lay your ass out. It's fun to watch that. Someone who was a part of this, someone who knows this intimately, running the ball and dumping the ball off to a running back to have them make a play for you is Matt Forte. He's going to join us next here on The Score.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.